Happy Pentecost and happy birthday to you all. Why would she say happy birthday? Well, when we celebrate Pentecost, we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit to bring courage and help and wisdom to the first disciples of Jesus so that they could show the love of God and tell the world the good news of Jesus, which of course is the very beginning of what the church does today. So, happy Pentecost and happy birthday. For those of you who have candles beside you, shall we light them now? Perhaps today they are a bit like birthday cake candles, being lit all around the world by fellow Christians. Are your candles lit? So, together. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus, shine in our hearts. Jesus, shine in our hearts. Jesus, be with us now. Jesus, be with us now. This next prayer we can share also. I say a line, and then we say together, fill us with your Spirit. Heavenly Father, as we wait in silence, fill us with your Spirit. As we listen to your word, fill us with your Spirit. As we worship you in majesty, fill us with your Spirit. As we long for your refreshing, for your renewing, for your equipping, fill us with your Spirit. As we look for your empowering, fill us with your Spirit. Amen. We're going to hear in a minute the story of Pentecost, how the Holy Spirit came. But first, we're going to join together to sing a great hymn, O for a Thousand Tongues. And if you're a bit small and are not able yet to read the words of the hymn, then perhaps find a wooden spoon or something to bang in time, or see how many times you can jump up and down while everybody else sings together. O for a Thousand Tongues. Parkin family are now going to tell us the story of Pentecost.
When the day of Pentecost came, the disciples were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.
They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire.
Look, look, flames in the wind.
That separated and came to rest on each of them.
Wow!
All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Prega il Signor, that's Spanish.
Omni Spiritus Lorde, Dominium, that's Latin.
Lui le Signor, that's French.
Praise the Lord, that's... We know what that is.
Now, there were God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one of them heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked,
"Aren't these all who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hear them in our language? We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own native tongues."
Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said,
"They've had too much wine."
Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd.
"Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning, for goodness sake. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Hooray!
Therefore, let you all be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah."
When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and distraught.
Oh no! That was us!
And said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?
Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off."
Yay!
Those who were accepted this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
And that was how Pentecost happened. The church was born and the Holy Spirit came to help us follow Jesus and tell people all about him.
Thank you to the Parkin family for telling us the story of Pentecost and for doing it in a different way through drama, which helps us to listen differently to a story many of us thought we knew. Many of us have been spending some time grappling with new ways of communicating with each other, and that's something we're going to explore now. But before we get started, I hope that you can find yourselves a pen and a bit of paper, and if you haven't got one, stop the podcast now and go and find something that you can write with. I hope you've now got a pen and paper. And what we'd like you to do is to actually write down now as many different ways as you can think of on how we communicate with each other. And just go for it. You might be able to find dozens of them. So we'll give you about a minute or so and play some music whilst we find all of those ways of communicating. Thank you. At Pentecost, the disciples found themselves suddenly communicating to all sorts of people in different ways, things that they knew and found out about Jesus. So what we'd like you to do now, for the next minute or two, is to actually write down on your sheet of paper something that you would like to say to someone else about Jesus or about God. So off you go.
Did you manage to think of loads of ways we can communicate? And did you manage to think of ways that weren't just about words? Did you think about how we show people things we want them to know by what we actually do, like smiling at people or helping people or banging doors? I bet you did. I bet you thought of those things too. Then Chris asked you to think what it is you would like to tell or show people about Jesus. I think this is harder and probably something we might go on thinking about after the end of the podcast. We can start by thinking what Jesus means to us, perhaps. I found this next recording. It is Archbishop Justin Welby describing what Jesus means to him. I think it's really helpful.
Because the most important thing I've ever done is to become a follower of Jesus. I took my first steps with him about 42 years ago. Over those years, he's been a faithful friend, a sovereign Lord, compassionate, forgiving, my ever-present saviour. Everything in my life, the heart and foundation of all I am. Through the hardest and most painful times, and in the best and most joyful times of my life, Jesus has walked alongside me. He's never left, even when I've wanted him to. When I felt ready to give up hope, he picked me up, and it's his love that has healed me and strengthened me. Following Jesus has been the core point of my life.
I find that really helpful, because it makes me think about what Jesus is to me. And once we have an idea of what that is something we can share with others. Some of us will want to share the fact that Jesus shares his passion with us, that the hungry should be fed, the prisoner freed. Some of us will want to show people the way Jesus loves and forgives. Some will want people to know how Jesus helps us day by day. And just as you thought of all the different ways we can communicate, so we can choose and use the ways we feel we can do best. Each one of us is gifted differently through the Spirit of God who comes to help us. This is what St. Paul says.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all people. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one, just as he determines. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So you see, the Spirit helps each one of us, and in different ways, to communicate the love of God and all that we learn of him through Jesus. I would like us now to let this next hymn, this next piece of music, lead us into prayer. So we might just sit quietly and look at our candle, or we might close our eyes. But if we put our palms facing upwards and pray inside ourselves for the coming of the Spirit, if we do that, we will be doing it together and with Christians all around the world.
O breath of life, come sweeping through us. Revive your church with life and power. O breath of life, come cleanse and renew us, and fit your church to meet this hour.
O wind of God, come bend us, break us.
O wind of God, come bend us, break us, till harmony we confess. Then in your tenderness remake us. Revive, restore for this we plead.
O breath of love.
O breath of love, come breathe within us. Renewing thoughts and will. Come, love of Christ, afresh to win us. Revive your church in every heart.
Revive us, Lord.
Revive us, Lord, as you're abating. What harvest fields are vast and wide.
Father God, thank you for your gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and we pray that it will enter our lives and help us to let other people know about Jesus and about his love for us in whichever way we can. As we have been in lockdown, your creation has been a comfort to many of us, as we have noticed again the song of the birds and the colours of the flowers. Help us, we pray, to take care of the natural world as you would wish, both here where we live and throughout the world. We are so lucky to have somewhere to live and food to eat. We pray for those who have no home, who do not have enough to eat. We pray that their lives can be turned around and that they too will know the comfort of a home and enough food. And we pray too, Lord, for all those who are worried about their jobs and who fear for their future. And we pray that they will feel you with them and know your helping hand. And we are so grateful for all the key workers who have bravely kept going during this difficult time. We pray that you will give them the energy and health that they need and keep them safe. As we give thanks that lockdown is beginning to end, we pray that you help us all to cope with this and that you will keep us all safe. We pray too that you will help your church as we move forward from this pandemic. Guide us, please, and show us all the way to go. We think of all who are unwell, and we pray that you will send your healing on them. Lastly, we pray for those who have suffered loss and pray that you will comfort them and that they will know your love. We gather all these prayers together, Lord, in the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Revive us, Lord, as you're abated. What harvest fields are burst and wide? Revive us, Lord, the world is waiting.
Thank you for being with us today and sharing in our worship, and indeed for our prayers for the coming of the Holy Spirit, not just for ourselves, but for our church. May that Spirit, who hovered over the waters when the world was created, breathe into you the life given. May that Spirit, who overshadowed the Virgin when the Eternal Son came among us, make you joyful in the service of the Lord. May that same Spirit who set the church on fire upon the day of Pentecost bring the world around you alive with the love of the risen Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Filled with the Spirit's power, go in the light and peace of Christ. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our final hymn is one you know very well.